The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
You're listening to The Gold Standard on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Alex Gold.
When it gets cold out there, your vehicle needs some extra attention. O'Reilly Auto Parts has everything you need to keep your vehicle toasty warm, from choosing the right antifreeze for your engine to replacing your windshield wiper blades. O'Reilly will help get your car or truck in fighting shape for the cold weather ahead. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Excited to have this next guest joining us on the BetDSI.com inside line ahead of the Super Bowl on Sunday with the Rams, quarterbacked by Jared Goff, and now the head football coach at SMU and the former head coach at Cal, where he coached Jared Goff as his quarterback. Sonny Dykes, kind enough to call into the show tonight here on SB Nation Radio. Coach, how's it going?
It's going well. How you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. How's this week for you? What do you make seeing one of your former players in Jared Goff get the opportunity this Sunday to play in a Super Bowl?
You know, I'm excited for him. I think Jared's one of those kids that kind of grew up and almost in a weird sort of way is kind of destined for this. You know, he's one of the players that you coach early on. And I don't know that when we recruited Jared, we thought this guy's going to be the first pick of the NFL draft. He's going to be an NFL quarterback. Then when you had a chance to spend some time with him, his intangibles were just so great. It made him so much better. And, you know, nothing that Jared does surprises me at all. You know, he's just one of those guys. He's a winner in everything he does. He's a great competitor, a great leader, great teammate, and has an ability to make everybody around him better. So I'm not surprised. I'm excited for him. Actually going to go to the game Sunday, so looking forward to that. It's going to be the first time I've been to the Super Bowl, so should be an exciting day.
So that's cool. I was going to ask you if you're going to have a chance to go to Atlanta for the game, so that's really neat that you're going to have an opportunity to go there. Do you guys stay in touch? I mean, how close are you still to this day?
Yeah, I actually do stay in touch quite a bit. I mean, Jared's one of those guys. I've got young kids. I mean, you know, Jared calls my kids on their birthdays, that type of thing. He's that kind of guy, you know, and my kids FaceTime him, and, you know, he always answers the call, even though he knows that, you know, my two daughters are going to be on there saying a bunch of silly stuff. And so he's exactly what he appears to be, just a great guy, remarkably unselfish, and just a really, really good human being off the field.
The head football coach at SMU, Sonny Dykes, joining us here on SB Nation Radio, talking about one of his former players from his days at Cal, Jared Goff, getting set for Super Bowl 53. And watching Jared and just how he handled that first NFC title game experience against the Saints, and then now Super Bowl week with the media coverage and what goes with that, he just seems relaxed, not letting the craziness of this week impact him. Has he always been calm and unfazed by the big moment?
You know what he has been? I mean, he's one of those kids that one of his biggest strengths was he was remarkably steady. You know, that unrattled him. And when he was when we were struggling, when I first got to Cal, we weren't very good. He was getting hit a lot. He was having to play as a true freshman. You know, we were just going there and trying to kind of get the program going. And he just kept plugging away. You know, that never bothered him. And then once he started having great success and started winning some ball games, he started putting up big numbers. he was exactly the same person, you know, and I think that's the one of the great lessons in all this was just his business-like approach. You know, I think he's remarkably like Tom Brady in that way, you know, where both of them, you know, wake up every morning, really do everything they can to be better, to make their team better, and work incredibly hard. And he's just kind of one of those special guys that you just know the more time you spent with him, the more you knew he was going to figure out a way to get it done.
When you watch Jared this year or last year, compare it to his college days or certainly his rookie year and the way things went initially for him in the National Football League, where do you feel he has improved the most just on the field? Can you notice something even going back just a couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is just he's really comfortable in his system. You know, I think he's got a head coach that's done an outstanding job of building the offense around Jared's strengths. And really, that's what coaching is. That's what the great coaches do, and certainly Sean McVay is one of them, that, you know, they figure out, okay, I've got this quarterback here. I've got these pieces of the puzzle. You know, how can I make all these pieces fit together, and how can I play to everyone's strengths? And I think, you know, I think he does that remarkably well. I think Jared, you know, has improved, you know, obviously since his rookie season. You know, I think that he's comfortable. I think he and his head coach are on the same page. I think they think alike, you know, and you can see how, and I think there's great confidence that comes from that. I think that Coach McVay's got confidence in him. I think he's certainly got confidence in Coach McVay and their system and their players and what they're doing. And I think that's very comforting for a young player. And so I think that's why part of the reason he's handled this success he's had so well and why he looks like he doesn't get rattled at all is because I think he's put the work in. I think he's confident in himself. And I think he's confident in the guys around him and that they can get it done.
Talking with the head football coach at SMU and former coach for Jared Goff when he was back at Cal, Sonny Dykes here on SB Nation Radio. And for you now, when you're recruiting at SMU and you look in specifically at the quarterback spot, how much do you bring up Jared Goff? How much can you use that to your advantage when you see the kind of success you were able to have, first off, just in your offense at Cal with him, and then now the success that Jared's having there in the National Football League?
Well, I mean, you know, you always talk about your former players. I was lucky enough last year, you know, I recruited Nick Foles and coached him when I was the offensive coordinator at Arizona. And, you know, Nick was the Super Bowl MVP last year. So I've been lucky to have some really good quarterbacks, some guys that you know, have you know, had good, successful NFL careers. You know, Nick is very similar to Jared in the fact that he's a really hard worker. He's a great teammate. He's, you know, really unselfish. And so those two guys, I think have probably played better than their talent is because of just their attitude and the way they are. So, you know how it is. Recruiting is so important in college football that we talk about Nick all the time. We talk about Jared all the time and the success that those guys have had. And you know, they were a blast to coach. Anytime you coach somebody that's got great passion for the game, that loves football, that respects the game, puts in the work, you know, the commitment that it takes to perform at that level, you know, those guys are fun to be around. And I had a blast with Nick when I was around him. I had a blast with Jared and just really proud of those guys and what they've gone on to do. And, you know, and been really fortunate to work with those kind of players.
Coach, what do you make when you see the NFL, and specifically this year, but really the last year or so, and kind of the evolution of the offenses, bringing college schemes to the NFL more so than ever? And, you know, you brought up Sean McVay, his name, and everybody's trying to find the next Sean McVay out there with some of these coaching hires in the National Football League and people's viewpoints even on some of these college quarterbacks and the schemes that they came from, like a Patrick Mahomes, for example, or a Baker Mayfield. Everybody's viewpoint is changing the NFL. What do you make of that, and how do you view that going forward with college and then kind of the transition to the NFL?
Yeah, I was really lucky to have a chance to kind of come up with Hal Mumme and Mike Leach all the way back to Kentucky, and Hal getting the job there and Mike being the coordinator and then Mike going to Texas Tech. And I mean, it's pretty amazing when you sit back and you look at the guys that were in our room. You know, Cliff Kingsbury was a player for us. Lincoln Riley was a walk-on player. Obviously, he's now the head coach at Oklahoma. And Lincoln ended up being one of a student coach and working his way up. And, you know, when you go and you look at those guys and what they've done with Mike Leach's system and changing it and kind of putting their own spin on it, you know, it's really, permeated the NFL. And you look at the success Pat Mahomes has had, and Andy Reid's done a great job of taking a really unique skill set that, that Pat Mahomes provides and figuring out ways to let him go out and do what he can do. And, you know, Baker Mayfield obviously has exposure in this type of offense, being in Oklahoma with Lincoln Riley. And you know, you just go right down the list of the guys that are successful and the numbers they put up. And then you watch a game like the Kansas City Rams game that everybody watched on, it was such a big deal in pro football. And I think everybody sees a game like that and they go, man, how much fun is this? You know, it's a great game to watch. It was a blast to watch. I think it created a lot of interest. And I think that's where the game is headed. And because what happens is, in all of these offenses are unique in their own ways, but what it comes down to is really being simple and allowing your quarterback to get out of bad plays and to get the ball to playmakers and make it where he can go in and execute and allow guys to make plays. And I think when you put the film on and you start looking at the success that guys are having, that's what it comes down to is really pretty simplistic. McVay's got the more you watch the Rams, the more you realize, hey, it's really not that complicated. They do a great job of changing formations. They do a great job of creating matchups. They keep it simple for the quarterbacks, and they have a real unique way of getting, their playmakers the football and getting them the football in space and allowing them to do what they do. And so, I think it's fun to watch. It's been a little bit surprising how fast it's happened and how quickly the NFL is trying to catch up to what's going on in college football. But it certainly makes the game, I think, a lot more fun than it used to be.
Head football coach at SMU, Sonny Dykes, joining us here on SB Nation Radio. Now, for you there, 2018, your first season at SMU, finishing 5-7 after the 0-3 start. But what was the biggest takeaway you had from your first year in Dallas as the head coach there?
Well, a couple of things. I think, number one, I think we have great potential at SMU. I think it's one of those programs that for years has been a sleeper, and we're right in the middle of Dallas, Texas. It's a great academic institution. We have a lot of resources. We have access to recruit some of the best college football players, high school football players in the country. So it's exciting that way. I think the program has so much more potential than I even realized when I went there. And it's typical first year. We won a couple of ball games where we played pretty well. We lost a couple that we probably should have won. We got to get a little bit more consistent moving forward. And I'm really excited about where we're headed. I think we're recruiting really well. I think we've got a lot of kids interested in coming to SMU and interested in the potential of the program. So we're fired up, looking forward to next year, and I think we have a chance to really get the program headed in the right direction.
So much has been made, specifically this offseason, of the transfer portal, and everybody's been joking around about this portal this offseason in college football. It's been extremely active. You've been around college football for a while. Do you feel like this transfer culture is good, bad for football? What's your take on that?
It's honestly, probably too early to tell. There's so many guys in there right now. I think there's 1,800 players in there.
Wow.
And you start looking at the sheer numbers alone of players leaving, and you go, well, where are they going to go? There's 130 Division I schools, whatever it is, and most schools may take 1, 2, maybe 3 transfers at most. So you're looking at 1,800 kids and really 300 spots for those 1,800 kids in Division I. And 300 may be a high number. And so it's going to be interesting to see what happens, where these guys end up going. I think there's just a lot of unknowns. I think anytime that you're looking out for the well-being of players, I think it's a good thing. But at the same time, there's a lot of issues associated with that. And so, once the dominoes start falling and kids starting to, just start to choose schools, it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. We're certainly in a great position at SMU being in Dallas-Fort Worth, because there's so many kids that leave the Dallas-Fort Worth area to go off to play college football that, want to come home and want to play one more year or 2 more years or 3 more years in front of their family and friends and play at home. And so it's been something that's really been good for us. We've had a remarkable number of players reach out to us and have interest in the program, and we're trying to figure out, how many guys can we take? How can we make it work, the best for us? And so there's a lot of moving parts. As I said, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out, but I think it's, I think any time that you give players options, that's a good thing.
head football coach at SMU, Sonny Dykes. Thanks so much for calling in tonight, Coach. Enjoy the trip down to Atlanta watching your former quarterback there and Jared Goff and the Rams.
Yeah, fired up to go. Should be a great game. Proud of Jared. And thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
You got it. Fantastic stuff there. Really glad to have him on the show, that coach of SMU. And don't forget, our guest lines are sponsored by BetDSI.com. Use promo code WIN125 and get 125% bonus on your deposit. Get all the plays on the inside line at BetDSI.com. We'll react to some of the things he had to say, plus get back to the NBA. More on the Mavericks side of things with a big trade going down in the NBA today with Kristaps Porzingis getting traded by the Knicks to Dallas. And the latest on the Lakers and Pelicans with potential trade that could happen between the Lakers and Pelicans for Anthony Davis. It's the Gold Standard on SB Nation Radio.